It's 10:31, 29 minutes before 11 o'clock. I'm J. Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson. And our guest this segment is Tanisha Hudspeth. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I pronounced it pretty good that time. I've been practicing all week. Okay, well, we got it together. And you're with the Harris County Clerk's Office, is that correct?
Yes, and I would just like to say on behalf of the Harris County Clerk's Office, Dan Stannard, we appreciate the opportunity to come on and share the important facts before Election Day.
And what do you do with the Harris County Clerk's Office?
Well, the Harris County Clerk is the official election official for Harris County. Mm-hmm. So every nuts and bolts a part of the election process, from ballot by mail process, early voting through Election Day, our office actually handles just for Harris County. Mm-hmm. And one of our duties are is to make sure that voters have the information, materials, and assistance to access the voting process.
Okay, all the assistance they need to access the voting process. Well, that sounds good, because a lot of folks are really concerned right now. I know that you're not with the registrar's office or anything like that, but a lot of folks have been concerned about the Texas voter purge. Well, that's a separate issue. Let's talk first about the dead people voting. There was allegedly some dead folks voting, and some people got letters in the mail said, "You're dead. And you got to come in here and prove you're not dead."
Okay, so as you did mention, I'm not actually officially representing the tax office or voter registrar, which is the same office. But I will say this, the tax assessor, which is also the voter registrar, Don Sumners, has made it very clear that those voters that receive those letters, nothing will take place as far as moving their information or moving them from the voter rolls before this November election. Mm-hmm. My suggestion or advice would be to voters to make sure that they still call the office. They don't necessarily have to send a letter in, but call and just check their status, and you can update your information over the phone. Again, I'm not an expert on handling that particular situation. It's not on behalf of my office, but I will say that voters, the tax assessor has made it very clear that none of those voters will have any information removed before the November election. And should you have any questions or concerns regarding the dead voters list or the letters that went out, I would suggest you call 713-368-2200. Again, that's 713-368-2200. And the voter registration office will be happy to assist voters with their concerns.
Okay. Oh, you got the name. That's clear. You got that number, right? 713-368-2200. All right. Okay. And the Harris County Clerk's Office, obviously one of the things that, the questions we've had in the past was, with regard to the voting machines and the like, some folks wonder, is their vote really being counted? And then, of course, there was a question about backup. Do you have a backup system? Do we still not have a backup system?
Okay, so let's start here. For voters that are familiar with the voting system, we use the eSlate electronic system. Mm-hmm. It was approved in 2002 by state and federal law, and so Harris County or most Texas counties are using the eSlate machine. So it was approved and implemented in 2002. And I think for the most part, most Harris County voters and Texas voters are familiar with the process. It's very easy.
Yes, it is.
And it's easy to understand. You cast your ballot. And of course, there are a backup system. Not only is it electronically system, but backed up by battery system and something we call an MBB, a mobile ballot box. So there are many things in place. Of course, that would take all day for me to talk about the actual voting machines. But I will assure you, I've been in the office for several years now, that our elections process is one of the most efficient processes. It is out there. Harris County is the third largest county in the United States.
Did not know that.
Yes, yes. And so a lot of counties from other states demo what we do in Harris County elections. Mm-hmm. So I encourage voters to go to our Harris Votes website. You can find more information about our vendor, the eSlate machine, and a lot of the different counties around the U.S. that are using the machine. And as we approach the voter registration deadline, everyone knows October 9th, which is this Tuesday, will be the last day to register to vote for this November election, 30 days before Election Day. Voters should also know that those cards, voter registration cards and volunteer deputies, they have to be received in the registrar's office by Tuesday, not postmarked. Very important, not postmarked, but received. And so Tuesday before the end of business days, I would encourage voters to either get those cards into an annex office or to the downtown office. And hats off to those volunteer deputies that are helping voters beat that deadline and get those voters registered, because there's a lot of volunteer deputies out there that are doing an awesome job, awesome job to get voters registered for this election.
Yeah, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Tanisha
Hudspeth.
You got it. Harris County Clerk's Office. If you've got questions about what they do and how they can assist you, give us a call right now. Okay. What about now? Do you send out the voter certificates also?
No, that's actually the voter registrar. The voter registrar handles all things voter registration, from the process of registering voters to sending out voter registration cards, which you know that you're registered if you receive that white and yellow voter registration card. Okay. It has your precinct
number. Not the orange one.
Okay. If you have the orange one, you're expired. You need to make sure that you're up to date, and you've got till Tuesday to do that. Okay. So the white and yellow voter registration cards. And like I said, although I'm not the expert on voter registration, you know, it is some really important facts that folks need to know about that deadline and making sure that information's in. Also, voters can go to HC Voter, which is the registrar's website. That's www.hcvoter, one word, stands for HarrisCountyVoter.com. You can type in your name or your address and look up your own information to see if your status is up to date.
Very good. If you live in Harris County.
Great point. If you live in Harris County, if you're in Fort Bend, Brazoria, or any other counties, you have to call your own registrar's office, in which most cases are the county clerk as well, for smaller counties. But HC Voter, you can look up your information, who represents you, and whether you're up to date or not. And if you're not online yet, use that 368-2200 number. That's 713-368-2200 number. And that pretty much covers voter registration, I believe.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the ballots by mail, which is something that your office does handle. Tell us about that process. Ma'am. Do all the ballots by mail, is there a deadline that those need to be received into the clerk's office?
Yes, awesome question. Persons that qualify to vote by mail can, the actual first day to apply was September 7th. The last day to apply for a ballot by mail is October 30th, okay? Mm. That's the very last day. And same concept as voter registration. Those applications to vote by mail have to be mailed in or faxed in the day of the deadline, October 30th. They cannot be postmarked.
So you can actually fax them in?
You can actually fax them in now. The last legislative session, there was a pass in law in which voters did not only have to wait to mail those applications in, but they can fill it out, get it off our Harris Votes website, and fax the information in.
That's kind of big, isn't it?
And so we have a lot of Harris County voters who have already voted by mail.
But now, the key word there you said was qualify. What are the rules to qualify to be able to vote by mail?
Yes. To qualify to vote by mail, you have to be at least 65 years or older, sick or disabled, outside of the county on or before Election Day, or confined in jail but not convicted. So if I get pulled over on Friday and I have warrants but I'm in jail and I haven't been convicted, I'm just waiting for that process, I can qualify to vote by mail.
That's interesting.
Which kind of opens up a lot of other things. My head is just popping off. Yeah. If you're in jail, they're going to allow you access to a fax machine.
No, I'm not sure how the jail system would work that out. So don't give me too many questions on that part. But I do know that voters that are confined but not convicted can vote by mail.
You see that. All right.
Let's go to line one and talk with Joe. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Tanisha Hudspeth from the Harris County Clerk's Office. Good morning.
Yes, I was calling and I was talking to the lady. I was trying to explain that, you know, my grandmother is 93 years old and she fell. And she had asked about her absentee ballot. Okay, Now, it was some people who called. You know, I had to go over to a house in Keeper, you know, for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And the people called to see if she needed an absentee ballot. And I believe that that was some Republican situation, too, because I, you know, she failed about a month ago, and they called like the first week I was there. And to this day, she still haven't received her, like she said, the application, because I had, you know, once I realized, I was like, you know, them people ain't sent the thing yet, so I decided to call. And like she said, you know, you have to turn in the application to get the ballot to come back to you. And if you don't turn that in, you know, before that specific date, then you're going to be stuck.
Okay, all right, so then also, let's walk through this process for you. So I think this is something that Tanisha can answer for you, and then you can get done today.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
and
so
you said that we could fax that in.
Hold on. She's going to give you the information.
Okay, so this is what you're going to do, Joe. You're going to either call the actual ballot by mail department or go to the website and take care of your grandmother. Oftentimes, campaigns can get information and offer the application ballot by mail because they recognize that your grandmother is eligible. And that sounds you know, like that's what probably happened. So if you have a pen and paper, let me give you this phone number. Your grandmother, or you can call and assist her with calling the office directly and finding out what they have in the system for her and making sure she is applied first thing tomorrow morning. Are you ready for that number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The number is 713.
Okay.
755.
Okay.
3150. I'm going to repeat it one more time. That's 713-755-3150. And that's for all persons that qualify to vote by mail. Sure.
Can I ask you one other question? Is it okay? Now, they saying how those people try to, you know, harass us, quasi-harass us at the polls. Now, we have recording devices on our cell phones. Now, if they try to deny us, can we sit there and record that on our cell phone?
No, sir, not within 100 feet of the polling location. And that's Texas state law. Now, what I will tell you is, I know what you're saying is there are oftentimes poll watchers that legally by state law can be in the polling location. But it is the duty of that presiding judge to make sure that poll watcher is following the law. And if not, they should call or contact a constable to have that person removed if there's any laws being broken at that polling location. Also, you can call the number that I just gave you and make an official complaint at that time so that we can address what's going on at that polling location real time. Because if we don't find out about it, we can't do anything about it. So we need you to call
us. That's why. But I would always feel like if they did give you a problem, you could just record it. But if you can't,
yeah,
you know,
you definitely can't use a recording device inside the polling location.
What we'll do is record them. And then they're going to argue with us about the recording situation. No, that's going to move them out the way.
No, you may get arrested.
That's breaking the law.
You may get arrested.
If you record within 100 feet of the polling location, you can either be removed or arrested.
And I'm sorry, let me just wrap my head around what you're saying. It's okay for poll watchers to be there physically inside the voting locations to possibly intimidate voters from voting and ask them questions. But we as voters don't have any remedy to the possible intimidation from poll watchers. We can't record them like this gentleman is asking. We can't record them to prove that these people are there attempting to intimidate us in any way?
So let me explain. Any poll watcher that comes in, number one, has to be certified. And certified means they have to have paperwork or an affidavit that the presiding judge actually identifies before coming into poll watch. No one can just walk into any polling location and just say, hey, I'm here to poll watch. They have to either be representing a candidate, a measure, or a political party in order to come in and poll watch, okay? That's number one. If they are not certified, they do not have the right by Texas state law to be in there just poll watching just because. And so once they are certified by that judge, the only way they can actually watch and observe is if someone is assisting that voter, okay? If no one, for instance, if I'm assisting you as a clerk, that poll watcher has the right, as Texas state law states, to be there to observe that the level of assistance I'm giving you is proper. Now, going back to what you're saying about intimidation and not handling themselves properly, it is the duty of that clerk and judge at that site to determine whether that person is not following the law. If they are, they have the jurisdiction of a district court judge to remove that poll watcher from that site.
And I, as a voter at a particular particular polling location can ask that potential poll watcher, I can ask them to for that person to show me their papers and get their information and write it down.
I will say
to
this.
File a complaint.
You can file a complaint. The voter and the poll watcher should not have any interaction. That gotcha. Poll watcher should not be asking questions to the voter, harassing the voter. They should only be addressing the clerk and the presiding judge. If they have questions, if they have concerns, they should only be addressing the presiding judge. Let me give you all the best number to reach a complaint line on election day should we have these issues, because we have to know what's going on at the polling locations, okay? The best number to call is 713-755-6965. That's 713-755-6965. There's a call center there who are handling real-time information. And again, it is the duty of that presiding judge to handle their business according to law on election day. If not, they have the right to put that person out or just call law enforcement, because I would suggest no one get into a situation where, you know, it can harm you or danger you. Just call the constable or the local law and allow them to assess it.
Okay. Let's go to line two and talk with Donna. You're on the air with Tanisha.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to verify, what is the absolute last date for college students? I have children in college. They're registered in Texas. Mm-hmm. What is the absolute deadline for them to do what they need to do to make sure they vote in Harris County?
Okay, wonderful. That's a great question about college students. If you have students outside of the county in which they're registered, they qualify to vote by mail. That's one of the qualifiers, outside of the county on or before election day. And so what you can do is you could either go to our harrisvotes.com. It's one word, harrisvotes.com website. They can pull up the application, fill it out and fax it in, or you can call our ballot by mail department to essentially receive the application and have your children fill it out to vote by mail. I'm from Austin, and I graduated from Texas Southern University, and my first year I didn't change my registration. I voted by mail. All right. And it was a pretty awesome process. It was fast, and I won't tell my age or what year this was, but but I will tell you that I exercised my right to vote by mail as a college student. And then shortly after that, I changed my registration here to Harris County. But it's an efficient process, and it's exciting. So college students, don't miss out on the opportunity. If you are still registered at your home county, vote by mail. You have that right.
Very good.
Again, if you could repeat, it was Harris?
Yes, it's www.harrisvotes. That's HARRISVOTES.com. And voting by mail is the...
There's an S on the end.
Harris Votes. Okay. Yes, ma'am. HarrisVotes.com. And let me give you the direct number to the ballot by mail department.
Certainly.
That number is 713-755-3150.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And good luck to your students that are voting by mail this year.
Okay. Have a blessed week.
You too.
Thank you, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to line three and talk with Janice. You're on the air with Tanisha Hudspeth from the Harris County Clerk's Office at 1049. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Janice, the bus lady. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi, Miss Janice. How are you?
I enjoyed working with you the other day at Rice, and I want you to know I have two more applications I'm going to turn in Tuesday morning, because I signed up somebody on the Metro bus on the 30 Clinton Park bus line.
Wonderful. Miss Janice is one of those volunteer deputies that I was complimenting so well, that are really, really working hard to help register voters beat the deadline on Tuesday. And keep doing what you're doing, Miss Janice. You're doing an awesome job, and we need more volunteer deputies just like you.
Thank you. I just want to let you know I'll be there first thing Tuesday, because, of course, Monday is Columbus Day. A lot of people don't realize that.
Correct, and our offices are still open. We're not closed. The county is not closed for Columbus Day.
Oh, good. Then I'll come by tomorrow morning. I just want to let you know I'm still doing it. I'm doing a Metro bus anywhere where people, I said, is it yellow and white? And they said, oh, I don't remember. I said, come on, let's get this done. So
yes.
I just wanted to congratulate you. You were so helpful with me at Rice the other day. We got all those students. Applications in, and I'm just so excited, and I got somebody on the Metro bus on the 30 Clinton Park line. I said, I have my stuff right here, babe. We can do it right now. And
awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it. Well, thank you.
And thank you, Janice, for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Lewis, line one, you're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Good morning.
I was calling reps to find it out. My job has me traveling, especially this month. I'll be out of Harris County, but I'll still be in the state of Texas. And I was wondering, how do I go by voting, saying that I'm registered in Harris County.
Yes, sir. You qualify to vote by mail because you're outside of the county on or before Election Day.
Okay, this is my next question, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I heard that you have to apply with an application. How long does the application process take because I should be leaving here in approximately about a week or two?
The application doesn't take long. As long as you fax it in or mail it in and specify where you want to receive your mail ballot, that's what's important, because one of the slots on there asks you where you're registered to verify that you're registered voter of the county. And the second slot is where do you want your mail ballot sent. And so make sure you specify on that application that wherever you will be at that time, that you want your mail ballot sent to that address so that you don't miss your mail ballot.
So it's no way that I can just have it mailed to my home.
You can have it mailed to your home.
Mail it to me where I'm at instead of depending on the mail to get it to me.
You can have it mailed to your home. Just make sure that mail ballot is sent in by the end of Election Day. It has to be mailed in by Election Day. And remember,
mailed in. Great. I do appreciate the information. Y'all have a safe and blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis. Bye-bye. Let's take one more phone call. I got another question for you, but let's go to line four and talk with Diana. Diana, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Tanisha. This is Diana Wheeler. And, hey, you have been very helpful in doing a lot of things, and I do appreciate that. My biggest question or concern is that what do you do? How do you guys ensure that whether somebody mail in their ballot or whether somebody actually fax it in, that the person that's receiving that ballot, I'm going to be straight, is not a Republican, and they're going to make sure it gets to its destination? You know, each polling site, we know that the Tea Party people plan on sending out 1 million people to these polling sites. And then if a judge is a Republican, then they're not going to, I don't think they're going to recommend their clerk who's doing their business against these people who have been discriminated against. So who's going to ensure that at every polling site, do we have equal representation at these polling sites? And then the last thing I want to tell people, don't be discouraged by the Wednesday night debate. President Obama is a very wise man, and God is with him, and he was using strategy, but it's all now in the future. But anyway, just address the discrimination that we know for a fact is happening, because the young lady in Florida was only registering people who were going to vote for Mitt Romney. So who's going to oversee in enough time to make sure we don't have to deal with these kind of discrimination problems?
Okay, thank you, Diana. Diana, thank you so much. You want to go ahead?
I will address that question. I will tell you, the last gubernatorial election, Harris County, there were more votes for the gubernatorial election on the Democratic side. So majority of the presiding judges at each polling location will be Democratic judges, and their alternates will be Republicans. And most of the voting locations that are predominantly African-American, you're looking at judges and clerks that are predominantly Democratic clerks and judges that are there to facilitate. And so, again, if there's any complaints, you can contact our office. But the Election Day polls and clerks are staffed according to the last gubernatorial election and who have the most votes. And I assure you that those polling locations are staffed properly according to Texas state law.
Okay, any final thoughts on the early
voting or Election Day facts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, definitely. Early voting starts
In 20 seconds or less.
Okay. October 22nd through November 2nd is early voting. You can vote at any 37 locations. Do it early. It's fast. It's easy. If you wait until Election Day, make sure you know where you're going to vote on Election Day. Redistricting is taking place. Locations have changed. So be sure to either check out harrisvotes.com or call us at 713-755-6965 to make sure you know where you're going for Election Day. Thank you very much.
Tanisha Hutspet, Harris County Clerk's Office, thank you so much for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.